This is Film Bookcast.
Film Bookcast.
Film Bookcast. The official podcast of Film Book. Get ready for the latest in film news, TV show news, and theatrical reviews. Film Book's podcast starts now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Film Bookcast, the official podcast of Film Book. My name is Chris Banks. If you're tuning in to Film Bookcast for the first time, what I do on this podcast is discuss the latest film and TV show news, as well as review an in-theater film. You can find more Film Bookcast on film-book.com by using the search term Film Bookcast. You can also email us at podcast@film-book.com. with Film Bookcast in the subject line. Let's jump right into it this week. This week in TV news is some pretty shocking news as Lindsay Morgan, the female lead opposite of Jared Pilecki in CW's Walker, will be leaving the hit drama series during its current second season for personal reasons. She starred as Mickey Ramirez, but she could potentially return to the show in the future as a guest star. She said, "After much thoughtful consideration and introspection, I have made the incredibly difficult decision to step away from my role as Mickey Ramirez on Walker for personal reasons. I am eternally grateful to have the support of the producers, CBS and CW, for allowing me to do so." The departure ends a long tenure at CW for Morgan, who segued to Walker after seven seasons on the network's post-apocalyptic drama, The 100. So some disappointing news from Walker fans. More TV news from this week. Jenna Dawen is headed to Smallville. The actor will reprise her small girl role of Lucy Lane on the second season of CW's Superman and Lois. Dawen played Lucy Lane's little sister, on the first season of Supergirl. Very exciting TV news. Wrapping up the week in TV news, some news from Netflix from this week. Desmond Chame and Tehima Sunni have signed on for recurring roles in Partner Track, the Netflix drama series from creator Georgia Lee, based on Helen Wan's 2013 novel. They join a well-rounded cast that also features Matthew Raunch, Alexander Tershin, Bradley Gibson, Dominic Sherwood. Partner Track is about an idealistic young lawyer, Ingrid, struggles with her moral compass and her passions as she fights to climb the Partner Track in an elite New York City law firm. No word yet on when the series will premiere. This week in TV trailers is the second season debut trailer of The Witcher. It's coming on Netflix December 17th, and they just released a trailer, and it seems like it's going to be a really cool season. Is it the end of days, or is it just all horseshit, as Henry Cavill's character says in the season 2 trailer of The Witcher? Check it out. It'll debut on Netflix December 17th. Tons more monsters and all kinds of fun coming our way. Another TV trailer from this week is the official season 3 trailer of M. Night Shyamalan's series for Apple TV, Servant. This season follows a Philadelphia couple in mourning after an unspeakable tragedy creates a rift in their marriage and opens the door for a mysterious force to enter their home. The trailer looks really creepy and disturbing. I mean, it's I really like what this looks like. I've seen parts of Servant, but not... I'm going to go back and watch the first two seasons because the third season debuts January 21st, and I want to be caught up because it looks like it's going to be really good. Check out the trailer for season 3 of Servant. It'll be on Apple TV January 21st. Finally this week, we'll talk about Disney Plus's Hawkeye TV series. It'll debut on Disney Plus November 24th. With the first two episodes, and the trailer looks really cool. It's perfectly timed for the holiday season. Hawkeye is out here doing all kinds of fun stuff. Check out the trailer for Hawkeye. You'll be able to watch the first two episodes on Disney Plus November 24th. That's it for TV trailers. This week in movie trailers is a provocative and really cool trailer called Night Raiders. It's about a mother who joins an underground band of vigilantes to try to rescue her daughter from a state-run institution. The trailer's really intense. You can glean some, you know, political through lines in a movie from a director. I guess this is a debut by Denis Goulet. It stars a bunch of people I've never heard about, but it looks really good. Check out the trailer for Night Raiders. It'll be in theaters November 12th. Another movie trailer that caught my eye this week comes from Pixar and Disney. The movie title is Lightyear. it looks like a more realistic, but it's still an animated version of, it looks like an origin story of who we all know as Buzz Lightyear. I think the title is indicative of an origin that is before he is called Buzz. So for fans of Toy Story like me, I'm super excited to see Lightyear. Check out the trailer for Lightyear. It'll come out in 2022. The last movie trailer we'll talk about this week is in my heart because it brings together all the classic elements of American cinema. We have a story of struggle, teamwork, belonging, love, hardship. The title of the film is Heart of Champions. It's directed by Michael Mahler. It stars Michael Shannon. It's about a national championship team, a rowing team, who descends into turmoil and constant infighting between the team leaders Alex and Chris and John. Coach Murphy, played by Michael Shannon, arrives at the start of a new season to transform the status quo and unlock their true potential. Using his experience and unconventional methods to help them overcome petty rivalries and personal challenges, Coach Murphy must inspire these young men to learn what it takes to be a team before they can be champions. Check out the trailer for Heart of Champions. It's in select theaters October 29th. And I think it comes out widely in theaters November 29th. Check out the trailer for Heart of Champions. This week in movie news, Jake Gyllenhaal is everywhere. He's set to star in upcoming Michael Bay film Ambulance, but he also just signed on to be in Guy Ritchie's next film, The Interpreter. Guy Ritchie is set to direct and he co-wrote this script along with Ivan Atkinson and Marne Davies. Gyllenhaal will play Sergeant John Kinley. He's on his last tour of duty, and he's teamed with Ahmed, a local interpreter, to survey the region. When their unit is ambushed on patrol, Kinley and Ahmed are the only survivors. When enemy combatants in pursuit, Ahmed risks his own life to carry an injured Kinley across miles of grueling terrain to safety. Back on U.S. soil, Kinley learns that Ahmed and his family were not given passage to America as promised. Determined to protect his friend and repay his debt, Kinley returns to the war zone to retrieve Ahmed and his family before the local militias reach them first. That currently has no release date, but Jake Gyllenhaal is probably one of the hottest actors in Hollywood. Very exciting upcoming film news. Some more film news from this week, as an indie comedy film titled Love Reconsidered adds to its cast. Sophie von Hausberg, Colton Haynes, Javier Munoz, Jill Craigman, and Marissa Ryan join the indie comedy, which is currently in production in New York. It's directed by Full Frontal with Samantha Bee's managing producing director, Carol Hartzell, and it centers on Von Helsberg, a 30-year-old New Yorker whose life is suddenly transplanted to the Hamptons after a chance meeting with a wealthy consignment store owner. Rick Younger, Judy Gold, Elaine Bromka, John Lemon, and many others round out the cast of the film. It's written by Ariel Haller Silverstone. No word yet on when the film will be released. Wrapping up the week in movie news is a blockbuster upcoming movie being written and directed by John Krasinski. It'll star Phoebe Waller-Bridge, and it'll also join Ryan Reynolds. There's no title or details for the film, but it's going to come out in Thanksgiving in 2023. Very exciting movie news. That's it for film news for this week. All right, time for this week's movie review. For this week's movie review, we have to talk about Dune. Directed by Denis Villeneuve, Greg Fraser is the cinematographer. I want to mention the music is by Hans Zimmer. It stars Timothy Chalamet, Zendaya, Rebecca Ferguson, Oscar Isaac, Jason Momoa, Stalin Stasgard, Javier Bardem. Paul Atreides, a brilliant and gifted young man, born into a great destiny beyond his understanding, must travel to the most dangerous planet in the universe to ensure the future of his family and his people. As Malevan forces explode into conflict over the planet's exclusive supply of the most precious resource in existence, only those who can conquer their own fear will survive. I think this is probably one of the most hotly anticipated movies I've ever seen. Readaptation of a film that was done a long time ago from a director who is so amazing, right? And I didn't read the book, but I was blown away by the Dune experience in the movie theater. The movie theater was 100% full. Every seat was full. I haven't been in a film like this since The Avengers. There was something about this film that I mentioned the previous week that I had to mention to try to not watch this movie in your house, because watching it in IMAX with a theater full of people, it was one of the most amazing experiences I've had in a movie theater in a long time. But jumping into the story, I really appreciate the way that they adapted the first part of this story. You know, they didn't, unlike the original Dune, they didn't cram too much into this film. It's really well done, I think, the way that they, Dennis and the writer, chose to cut up the stories. I think it's really, for someone who didn't read the book, I'm going to go rewatch it after I do this podcast, because there's so much more I want to learn about the world and about the family, because I'm really enamored by the Atreides family, the Atreides power structure. You know, Oscar Isaac is such a powerful actor in his look and everything he does. And Timothy, I was kind of harsh on as an actor until this movie. Wow, Timothy Chalamet is the real deal. He plays Paul, Oscar's son, and I love the way that they tell this story, because he is growing and he's learning about himself and he's questioning his own existence, his own place in the universe, as we all do growing up. But unlike us all, he has a tremendous responsibility on his lap. He must take on this destiny that is beyond his understanding. I love the way that they incorporated the dreams into this story. I've talked to people who've read the book, and I guess this is completely different than what is in the book, but I think it's a great adaptation of how to get a story on paper to work on screen. I think that the dream sequence really was the linchpin to make this film work, because it gave you a good sense of his own questioning in his own place and in his own mind. Because there's a great sequence where Oscar Isaac's character, Leto, is telling his son that he himself was reserved about assuming power, assuming the throne, you know, assuming leadership. And it's just done in a very beautiful way, because throughout the film, you get these dreams and these sequences juxtaposed in his journey, in his actual life, that is actually what is pulling him toward that understanding that his dad eventually would come to. And I just think it was done in an extremely beautiful way. And I think you can't not mention the music in this film. Like, Hans Zimmer added to the storytelling of Dune in a way that I wasn't expecting going into the film. There's movies that sound take away from the storytelling, and then there's movies like Dune where the sound adds to every element of what is being told in front of you. It was just all immersive. The entire story was entirely immersive all the time. No wonder why everybody's going to see this movie. It's extremely well done. The cinematography is absolutely stellar and beautiful. Greg Fraser did a tremendous job, but you can't really not mention Rebecca Ferguson's character. You know, Lady Jessica plays a tremendously important role in this film. There's questions I have about her character within the story, you know, in relation to her son and to the death of her husband, you know, but I really love how she is such a strong character. But I can't not talk more about Timothy's performance in this film. He is absolutely incredibly powerful, amazing. Josh Brolin plays an incredible character. Love his character. Love his tenacity and his dedication and his loyalty. Same thing with Jason Momoa and Javier Bardem. Dilgar is a great, great character. And honestly, Stellan Skarsgård, who plays Vladimir, the Emperor, tremendous choice. You know, he's tremendously intense on screen. I just think that this film is perfectly cast. I can't wait to see part two. It's amazing what they accomplished in such a challenging container as Dune. You know, the fact that we didn't see the sandworms until very late in the film, that's beautiful. You know, it reminds me of the original King Kongs, because the anticipation of seeing the sandworm in the sand was just as satisfying as seeing the actual beast. You know, and I just think it was done in every element of this film was masterfully done. And I just really appreciate it as an admirer of cinema and as an actor myself, you know, and I think you have to wholesale applaud everybody associated with this film. Timothy proved himself as the movie star he is. No wonder why they greenlit the second part so soon, because Dune is a tremendous, tremendous movie. It's over 2.5 hours, but I never, ever felt like it was dragging. When the movie ended, it was a tremendous release. Everybody in the theater was pleased that they came out and watched a 3-hour movie at 7 o'clock on a Friday night. And this is a week after it came out, and this theater was packed. So biggest lesson I think from this film is that if you do things with care and you do things well, you know, take the fans into consideration, then it will be a rewarding experience for the studios. And I can't wait for part two. So I hope you like it as much as I did. Go check out Dune. It's still in theaters. It's still on IMAX. People are still barreling into the theater to see this, and it's just a very beautiful thing to see. Dune is also on HBO Max, but go see it in the theater. It's tremendous. I hope you enjoy it as much as I did. Thanks so much for checking us out this week. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Film Bookcast. You can find more of my work on film-book.com. Just search for Chris Banks or Film Bookcast. You can also find me on Twitter. I'm at CBanksy. That's S-E-E Banksy. I'm also on Instagram, at TheChrisBanks. If you listen to this podcast on iTunes or another podcast service, please rate and review this episode. If you're listening on our YouTube channel, Film Book Podcast, please like our video, subscribe to our channel, and leave us a comment in the comment section. It really helps other people discover our podcast. Please also become one of our patrons on Patreon at patreon.com/filmbook. Your support helps us create more engaging content. You'll find our Patreon link below in the description. If you want to tweet about this podcast, just use the hashtag filmbookcast. Tune in next week for the next episode of the Film Bookcast. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you then.